DW. Shiny red apples, bulbs of white garlic, and sweet brown pudding. One by one, the items are being placed on a tablecloth in an arrangement known as halfseen. The material is decorated with seven symbolic objects, part of the tradition of celebrating Nowruz, the Persian New Year. Two of the men helping to assemble it, mostly dressed in black, look anything but traditional. For good reason, the men in black are members of Tarantist, now headbanging in Los Angeles, California, by way of Tehran, Iran, where metal musicians are considered enemies of the state. Their musical roots are apparent on this day in a park in LA's San Fernando Valley, where the group is shooting a music video.
We are blending like the Persian background to the hard rock heavy metal music. We changed one of the Persian folk songs to hard rock.
Arash is the lead singer and bassist for Tarantist. The metal mashup involves the traditional folk song, Samanu Ay Samanu. Samanu is the sweet brown wheat-based pudding that sits alongside the apples and garlic bulbs as part of the symbolic decoration. There's nothing sweet about the raw and aggressive music Tarantist has been playing since the group first plugged their guitars into amplifiers in their basement in Iran. For Arash, playing heavy metal came naturally, considering the circumstances.
Yeah, well, since the first day that we started playing music, it sounded like this. I mean, we didn't decide that it's going to be this type of a specific music, but it's just based on the situation, based on the environment, based on the pressure, based on everything that we were living, it sounded hard and kind of like this and aggressive and, you know, against some norms of the society.
The society he's talking about is the Islamic Republic of Iran, a strict theocracy established almost 40 years ago.
Heavy metal in Iran is dangerous.
Arsi is Arash's brother, and he was part of the group from the beginning, in spite of the real danger.
It's crime, actually. They think if you play Western instruments like electric guitar or playing heavy metal, kind of metal, all the metal styles, they think that's it's a satanic sound, you know? It's against God, against the religious, against the these beliefs, stupid beliefs.
And it's against Iranian law, under which musicians playing heavy metal could face execution. But Arash and Arsi refused to let their fear keep them from performing the music they loved.
We didn't think about the risk, you know. We just, as a free human, we like to do everything we like.
Arash says the brothers grew up in an environment that fostered freedom of thought.
People like us were so lucky that our family, they've been, you know, teaching us the true things, so we don't get distracted by all those false materials that they've been exposing to the entire country, to the state media, and all the limitations into the society, into the schools, and everywhere.
That sense of independence and the increasing popularity of their notes from the underground in Iran helped the brothers immigrate to the United States and even get a record deal with an American label.
That's a good feeling, actually, because we can do everything and we can write everything we like, we can say everything we want, and we can play free. That's, you know, that's a very good feeling.
Music as resistance continues to be an ongoing theme for this band from their birth in the United States. Their most recent full-length album, titled Not a Crime, explores issues from human rights abuses to freedom of expression. They recorded it in their native language, Farsi, a direct message of anger over the repression they still see being played out back in Iran. Lennon Ozizwe for DW in Los Angeles.
This report was brought to you by DW.